Every once in a while, you watch some weird stuff. So I'm going to ask this question, and don't give me a snotty answer.
That's going to be impossible. Okay, I'll try. Okay. I'm not going to promise, but I'll try.
Do you watch The Bachelor?
No. No. I can't. I've tried a couple of times because, I mean, there's hot chicks on there.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I was wondering if you kind of like watch for the hot chicks and fantasize that maybe you're the bachelor.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a gaggle of hot chicks on that show, and I should watch it, but I can't. I can't get through 5 seconds of it. It makes me insane.
Right. Well, okay, so my history with The Bachelor is kind of interesting. So initially, of course, I had to watch it initially because I was working in morning pop radio.
Mm-hmm.
So anything going on in pop culture, we had to be on, and The Bachelor was a new show at the time. So, you know, obviously, we would have somebody record it the night before. We would take the most interesting stuff, and I would talk about it. The guys would make fun of it, and we just sort of made a bit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got old really quickly. And if you remember, the initial problem people had was that it's a man picking women and it's such misogyny, which it was. But so they then released The Bachelorette, where you have a woman picking men, which is really no better. So once it became kind of like regular in pop culture and it was not important, unless something big happened, something like really odd or interesting, we didn't really cover it. We were kind of over it by then. So cut to, I meet my ex-husband. We start dating. His French mother wanted to have nothing to do with me. She did not like me from the very beginning. So, you know, but I loved her son and I wanted to marry him. So I was like, I got to find a way into this woman's heart. So I say to Sean, my fiance at the time, what's your mother into? And I'm hoping it's something like bowling,
something crochet. We could go do.
Yeah, something we could do together. Something easy, like let's crochet. Let's go to crochet class together, or whatever. He's like, she's really into The Bachelor.
No, no.
Which is really fascinating because she's a social worker and is like a real intellectual, and she watches PBS and she travels the world going to lectures on the brain. You know, so of all things, I was so shocked. Wait, The Bachelor? She loves The Bachelor. Doesn't miss an episode. Tries to talk about it with the family, but nobody else watches it. So she's sort of on her own there. I was like, okay, I'm doing this for love.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, perfect, because how hard is it to start watching a TV show and getting into a TV show? So I start watching The Bachelor, so I have something to talk to my potential mother-in-law about. And it works. It's like we go out for lunch, and it used to be really awkward, but now I go, oh my God, can you believe what happened this week? Can you believe that so-and-so did this, or he said that, or do you think he's going to pick the blonde girl? Like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it became a conversation, you know, and it became something that kind of bonded us. But as the years have gone on, The Bachelor has taken a lot of criticism, and they've tried to bring in more people of color, but it just doesn't work. It's just, for some reason, it doesn't work. And I was thinking, I'm really shocked that it's still on. And I just feel like maybe it's time for The Bachelor to go. I think it overstayed its welcome. And initially, it was because it was a little on the misogynistic side, and it shows people, you know, everybody trying to look perfect and an unrealistic beauty standard, and no one on the show is fat, no one on the show is ugly, you know, it's the opposite of woke. So I feel like it's time for The Bachelor to go. The idea of like that old school courtship and all the like really super extreme gender roles, as well as the competition aspect of it, I just feel like all that stuff is like, it's so not what dating is anymore. Not that it ever was, but 20-something years ago when the show came out, you can kind of make an argument for, well, there's a lot of dating apps now, and this is sort of like people and dating and whatever. It's just so not realistic, and it's the opposite of woke. I think it's time for The Bachelor to go.
But the thing that you got to know is I was in a job where I had to stare at ratings all the time. And The Bachelor was always top four. So it'd either be number one, two, or three, or four every week. So it's never going to go away because it gets ratings.
But maybe they can find a different show that can get ratings. You know what I'm saying? I think just because a show gets ratings, it doesn't mean it belongs on television anymore. You know, everyone's primarily white. Everyone's primarily heterosexual. Occasionally you get a girl who's bisexual, but really occasionally. You know, it's just, it's so not a reflection of society at all.
But it's the reflection of ratings. So that's all that matters. As long as it gets ratings, it's not going anywhere. People still watch it. And it doesn't matter if it's trash, if it's good or bad. As long as they watch it, they watch. I mean, people still watch Catfish on MTV. So there's trash and you watch it.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that anyone who watches that and thinks that that's what dating is like for young people is sorely mistaken. It's just the wrong message. And then here's the other thing. I feel like so my mother-in-law is in her 60s. Mm-hmm. My ex-mother-in-law, I should say, is in her 60s. So it's an older crowd of people watching it. I don't think somebody who is a 19-year-old is not watching that thinking it's aspirational. There's no way. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like it's an older generation who's watching it anyway. And they think that's what dating is for a younger generation. And then you get like your ma or your grandma who's like, oh, why don't you go on The Bachelor? How come you don't wear dresses like that when you go on a date? Or, you know, like comparing dating now to that, because they have no other experience with current dating. They don't understand what dating is about right now.
No, I put it on the same level as the Real Housewives or whatever. That's trash TV too. So there's room for all kinds of trash TV on TV.
Right, but the difference is with the Housewives, it's not aspirational. No one looks at them and thinks, I wish my life was like that, because it's the opposite. What they show you is that money does not buy you happiness. These women are miserable. Mm-hmm. They always end up getting divorced. You know, they always end up fighting with each other. They always end up with, like, too much plastic surgery because they're too self-conscious or too vain. Like, it does not send a good message at all about aging. But so women who are in the age range that watch those shows, and I watch one of the Housewives because I watch it from the beginning and I'm still stuck with it the way people still watch Grey's Anatomy. But I feel like, if anything, I feel better about my life. I'm like, wow, these women are so wealthy, but oh my God, what a piece of shit she is. Like, at least my friends are awesome. Like, my friends would never treat me like that. Or my life, I have a great boyfriend. You know, this woman's boyfriend is like cheating on her with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I feel like it makes you feel good about yourself. The Bachelor, I think, is designed to make people feel badly about themselves. And like I said, it's for an older generation to make their daughters and granddaughters feel badly about themselves. So, you know, ratings, schmatings, it sends the wrong message. None of my friends watch it. Nobody I know watches it anymore. I feel like it's so old school now. It's like there must be a much older generation who's watching it and who just found it. Do you know what I mean? Like, for us, we watched The Bachelor 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No,
no one's watching it anymore.
It's the highest rated in 1849 demo, too, with 5.3 million viewers.
Yeah, but that's people who still have television and watch television.
It's 1849, though. That's a lower demographic pulling a six share.
But I think closer to 49. You know, if you get people in there from 45 to 49 who are watching that show, that's the demo they fall into. So if you have millions of people between the ages of 45 and 49, it's going to read as 1849. But believe me, there's no 18-year-old out there being like, I can't wait to go home and sit in front of the television and watch television.
Well, there's no 18-year-old watching any TV, so.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like, they're on YouTube, they're on TikTok, they're on other things. Like, there's no 18-year-old in this country anymore that can't wait to get home and watch television.
No, my son even diverts his eyes when he walks through the living room. He doesn't even want to watch TV that way when he walks to the refrigerator. So I can't tell you the last time he saw a TV.
Right, because it may rub off on him in a negative way somehow.
I mean, you know, I can't watch it.
Yeah, the crazy thing is how many of my friends had to like explain to their children who Will Smith is. and who Chris Rock is. After that whole thing blew up this week on at the Oscars, I had friends that, like, their kids were like, who are these people? They had to explain to their children who Will Smith and who Chris Rock were.
Well, I mean, Chris Rock voices cartoons. Will Smith was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which still plays on Nick at Night. So they know it that way. Both of my kids
don't.
Both of my kids know who they are, but, you know, I can see a lot of kids that wouldn't know who they are.
No idea. And they had to explain. So Chris Rock is this comedian who you probably know from, you know, they had to like start from the beginning with them. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're not household names to a certain generation the way it is for us.
Afro Circus song. Chris Rock sang that. They know that from TikTok.
Circus, Afro Circus, Afro Circus, Afro, polka dot, polka dot, polka dot, Afro.
Right.
So they know the Chris Rock song that he sang in a cartoon because it's hot on TikTok.
Right. The guy from Men in Black.
They don't even know that. I mean, that was 25 years ago when it first came out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how long ago it was. It's an iconic movie. It's like not knowing what The Matrix is.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think my youngest son has ever seen Men in Black or knows what it is.
But that's unusual because most kids have seen Men in Black. Mm. Like that's one of those like old school movies that they do watch. No,
he diverts his eyes. No, I don't want to see that. It'll give me brain cancer when he walks past.
Right. But so, that's just him. Most kids have seen Men in Black. You can say Men in Black and they know what you're talking about.